This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Democratic challenger Joe Biden not to be hasty in declaring victory as Biden continues to widen his lead in critical battleground states. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Joe Biden is on the cusp of winning the presidency. He opened up narrow leads on Friday night in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia, putting him in a stronger position to capture 270 Electoral College votes. Biden struck a presidential tone as he appeared with running mate Kamala Harris.
We don't have a final declaration of victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear, tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race.
After speaking from the podium of the White House briefing room on Thursday,
they're trying to rig an election.
President Trump was at the White House taking to Twitter to pledge further legal action and wondering why the leads he held on election night had been disappearing. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Allegheny County Executive and Election Board Chairman Rich Fitzgerald explained which way the remaining votes were breaking.
All mail-in ballots, the typical mail-in ballots from Allegheny County, they've been running about 80-20.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Biden, in a late Friday address, called for patience as votes are tallied. Mr. Trump's base continues to demonstrate its loyalty both online and in person. In places like Atlanta, Georgia, dozens of Trump supporters demonstrated outside of a ballot counting center Friday, protesting what they believe is voter fraud after Biden made clear gains over Mr. Trump in the state. Mr. Trump has remained defiant, vowing to press claims of fraud as a weary, anxious nation waits for clarity. Chanting stop the steal and waving placards, Trump supporters greeted oncoming traffic just outside the State Farm Arena, where ballots in a Democratic stronghold of Atlanta are still being counted. Brad Raffensperger, Georgia's Secretary of State, said he expects the margin in the presidential race to be just a few thousand votes, and that with a margin that small, there will be a recount. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that he had confidence in the U.S. election process after President Donald Trump made the claims of fraud following Tuesday's presidential vote. Johnson refused to speculate about what a Joe Biden presidency would mean for relations between Washington and London. Johnson said, if he were a voter in America, I don't think I want anybody in any other government commenting on my election. President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has been diagnosed with the coronavirus as the nation sets daily records for confirmed cases for the pandemic. Two senior administration officials confirmed Meadows tested positive, which has killed more than 236,000 Americans so far this year. Meadows traveled with Mr. Trump in the run-up election and last appeared in public early Wednesday morning without a mask as Mr. Trump declared victory in the vote count. He had been one of the close aides around Mr. Trump when the president came down with the virus more than a month ago, but was tested daily and maintained his regular work schedule. Britain launched a COVID-19 mass testing pilot scheme in the northwest city of Liverpool Friday, offering everyone tests whether or not they have symptoms. The program is an attempt by the UK government to find a new way to use testing to limit the spread of the virus. Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised a world-beating national test and trace system earlier this year, whereby people with symptoms get tested in the context of positive cases are asked to self-isolate. But the scheme has disappointed, and the government scientific advisory body said last month its impact on virus transmission was marginal. Residents of Liverpool seemed largely supportive of mass testing in a city like that of Northwest England saw a huge spike in infections in recent weeks. The death toll from the calamitous storm Eta in Central America soared Friday after the Guatemalan military reached a remote mountainous village where torrential rains had triggered devastating mudslides, killing about 100 people. Many of the dead were buried in their homes in a remote village in the central area where about 150 houses have been swallowed by mudslides. The Guatemalan president indicated the death toll could jump even higher, with the number of dead and missing estimated to total by about 150. One of the first forecast storms to hit Central American years, Eta, on Friday dumped more torrential rain across large parts of Central America, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center warned catastrophic flooding in the region would continue. On Friday at noon, the eye of the storm was charting a course to Cuba and Florida over the weekend. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.